Tablet Magazine, Wealthy Pritzker Family Funds Transgender Movement. By Neil Munro on June 20, 2022. Wealthy Americans are building a sexual environment where impressionable children and youths will be carefully steered by governments into a new destabilizing kaleidoscope of transgender and other synthetic sexual identities, according to Tablet Magazine. Many Americans are still trying to understand why women are being erased in language and law, and why children are being taught they can choose their sex, says the June 14 article by Jennifer Billick. But what could possibly explain the abrupt drive of wealthy elites to deconstruct who and what we are and to manipulate children's sex characteristics in clinics now spanning the globe while claiming new rights for those being, sexually, deconstructed? Perhaps it is profit. Perhaps it is the pleasure of seeing one's own personal obsessions writ large. Perhaps it is the human temptation to play God. No matter what the answer is, it seems clear that SSI, synthetic sex identities, will be an enduring part of America's future. Billick says the SSI term is a more useful term than transgender because advocates for transgenderism refuse to clearly define their ever-expanding term. That refusal allows pro-transgender advocates to recruit youths and to gag public debate about the personal risks and civic costs of their planned sexual revolution. The variety of motives and strategies behind the SSI movement is exemplified by the politically influential Pritzker family in Chicago, Illinois, Billick writes. A motivating and driving force behind the Pritzker's family-wide commitment to SSI has been JB's cousin Jennifer, born James Pritzker, a retired lieutenant colonel in the Illinois Army National Guard and the father of three children. In 2013, around the time gender ideology reached the level of mainstream American culture, Jennifer Pritzker, pictured, right, announced a transition to womanhood. Since then, Pritzker has used the Ta'ani Foundation to help fund various institutions that support the concept of a spectrum of human sexes, including the Human Rights Campaign Foundation, the Williams Institute UCLA School of Law, the National Center for Transgender Equality, the Transgender Legal Defense and Education Fund, the American Civil Liberties Union, the POM Military Center, the World Professional Association of Transgender Health, PATH, and many others. Ta'ani Enterprises, the private investment counterpart to the Philanthropic Foundation, invests in and partners with Squadron Capital LLC, a Chicago-based private investment vehicle that acquires a number of medical device companies that manufacture instruments, implants, cutting tools, and injection-molded plastic products for use in surgeries. As in the case of John Stryker, founder of the LGBT mega NGO Arcus Foundation, it is hard to avoid the impression of complementarity between Jennifer Pritzker's for-profit medical investments and philanthropic support for SSI. So far, the destabilizing ideology has been enthusiastically pushed by many liberals, especially by teachers in primary schools who have the power to destabilize many children's gradual sexual development. But the elite's eagerness to treat children and youths as targets for their ambitions has run up against the growing coalition of ordinary and varied Americans. The coalition is insisting the government return to the prior recognition that two biological sexes have their own distinct needs and styles as they grow into cooperative adults and parents. The Common Sense International Coalition includes fundamentalist religious Christians, lesbian advocates, worried Democratic voting parents, British mums, and increasingly, hardcore Democrats. These groups agree that men and women are different, even as they disagree over the balance of freedom and civic norms whenever people of the two sexes overlap in dress, behavior, and style. That popular coalition is cracking the Democrats' multi-year, unified obsession with the transgender ideology. Even Hillary Clinton is backing away from transgenderism, according to a June 17 article in the London-based Financial Times. Democrats seem to be going out of their way to lose elections by elevating activist causes, notably the transgender debate, which are relevant only to a small minority. What sense does it make to depict J.K. Rowling as a fascist? To my surprise, Clinton shares the premise of my question. We are standing on the precipice of losing our democracy, and everything that everybody else cares about then goes out the window, she says. Look, the most important thing is to win the next election. The alternative is so frightening that whatever does not help you win should not be a priority. polls, and an increasing number of school board elections, show that the transgender ideology is deeply unpopular among a broad swathe of voters. Right-wing politicians have grasped the unsettled nature of these matters, which barely registered for most Americans 10 years ago, and turned them into political dynamite, the New York Times admitted on June 15.